Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, October 15th, 2020. We will get the Good Vibe Tribe with some awesome audio of a reinterpretation of a classic called WAP. We have War of the Roses brand new today, and we have a new game we're going to be doing over the next couple of days. We have some tickets to give away to see a Billie Eilish live stream concert, and I think that's it. I think that is all. And some gossipy stuff, too. Some good news. Cam Newton expected to rejoin the New England Patriots after being removed from the reserve COVID-19 list yesterday, Kennedy.
Yep.
That would put Cam on track to start Sunday at home here against the Denver Broncos. That'll be on TV on CBS at 1 o'clock. So the story is that Patriots players were there yesterday. The Cam was there yesterday, but they were not allowed to arrive at the same time. And they did not practice together. They focused on strength and conditioning.
All right.
So that's where they are.
So what do you think this game is going to look like? I realize that these are consummate professionals, that they've run these plays before.
Right. Sure.
But how important is that practice?
It's
all
very
week?
Important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be bad.
They design specifically the game plan for a new team each week. And if you can't run through it on the field, it might look a little sloppy.
So the team, I guess, used the indoor practice facility as a satellite locker room as a part of efforts to space them all out. And then cornerback Stephon Gilmore. So we talked about this yesterday. His wife tweeted that him and Cam didn't go to dinner. And then Schefter came back and said, they were out to dinner.
The Real Housewives of the New England Patriots.
Right.
And Adam Schefter is one of them.
Yep. Stephon Gilmore is on the cusp of a return. He would have to clear, I guess, a final hurdle to come off the COVID-19 reserve list for that to happen. He posted on his personal Instagram that he was ready to be back in action.
Oh, I would be so mad if I was the Broncos that gave the Patriots a bye last week and we get our two best players back. I mean, why don't you let us play them last week when all the good players were out?
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing.
Nah.
Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Have you spent time fixing up your home during the pandemic?
A
guy in upstate New York was working on his home, and he found a bunch of 100-year-old whiskey hidden in the walls
of
his
me.
House.
That's my dream.
The bottles date back to 1923. He said he had heard rumors that a bootlegger used to own the house, but
that's
thought it was
so cool.
Just
like
that, a rumor.
Moonshine in there?
Yep.
Wow.
No idea yet how much the whiskey might be worth.
In your face, prohibition.
Drink it. That
bathtub
I made it in
whiskey.
My bathtub.
Germany just announced it's giving $662 million to Holocaust survivors who've struggled during the pandemic. Around 240,000 survivors all over the world will get checks soon, on average almost $2,800 apiece. A first grade teacher in Michigan recently called a kid's grandmother during an online class because he was having some tech issues. Let me tell you, there's a lot of that happens.
Oh, I know. It's so hard.
Well, the teacher noticed the grandmother was having trouble talking, so she called 911. It turns out the grandmother was having a stroke.
No way.
And the call probably saved the grandmother's life.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. A restaurant in Wisconsin says it has installed lights that can kill coronavirus. It is the first restaurant in the country to do that. Do the lights actually work? Well, the scientific tests came out in June and say, yeah, some of it actually does work.
Well, let's go get those then.
How bright are these lights?
It doesn't say. I can forward you the link. You can take a look, Dan.
If there are things like this out there, then shouldn't everybody have like 8?
Yeah.
2/3 of people say they eat more snacks now than they did before the pandemic.
Duh.
Because you're in the house.
No, my snack game was pretty strong before the pandemic, too.
I don't know.
It's tough to go up from greatness.
You know what I ate yesterday, Dan? So I had cheddar, like Cheez-It wavy chips.
Yep.
I stole some of my son's yogurt raisin at thingies. There's a new flavor that's like berry something.
Yeah.
And then I ate some cookies. Somebody dropped off cookies at our house.
Oh.
And that sounds like a well-balanced meal.
And then my bowl of cereal that I always eat every day when I get home.
Our boss, Sal, keeps a whole bowl of candy on his desk, and every time he turns his back, I'm like a cat burglar.
Oh, yes. Well, I have my own separate bowl of candy in there that just says Carson, and he only puts one piece in there. A woman in California who hoarded N95 masks when the pandemic started and sold them for more than 11,000% over the asking price. Got a year in prison
there
for price gouging. There is the Good Vibe Tribe.
Got him.
Kennedy, what do you have for some Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Sometimes, Carson, we just need to laugh, right?
Yeah.
And everyone is familiar with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's song, WAP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what if it was a country song?
Biggie drop, get a bucket and a mop, macaroni and a pie, I'm talking wop, 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 but you want me to touch the little dangly dang, swings in the
Give that to Kenny Chesney.
It's almost,
make him sing it.
It's almost wholesome.
Who is the singer? Any idea?
No. Just a dude.
Just a random guy.
It's a YouTube guy. His name's something Yee.
Biggie drop, get a bucket and a mop, macaroni and a pie, I'm talking wop, wop, wop.
Travis Yee.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy's War of the Roses.
Brianna is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Brianna.
Good morning.
So why do you need to do this today? What's going on with you and Johnny?
Well, we all know quarantine has been quite a time for everybody and, hard for us single people. And I watched seven of my friends get engaged during our time in lockdown. Of course, I'm so happy for all of them, but it's hard not to feel a little jealous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So a few weeks ago, after a couple of glasses of wine, I re-downloaded Hinge. And I started the swiping journey again.
Never
and I matched with this guy, and we started having a great conversation. So then he asked me to hang out. So we met at a local restaurant, sat outside, and I really enjoyed my time with him. But since our first date, he's been sending some questionable messages, like, who are you out with? Or you're probably with a guy, and acting, like, jealous and controlling. And he asked me to get off the app, which I know I shouldn't have listened to, but I did. And I thought he wanted to be exclusive. Yeah. Until I got a text from one of my girlfriends with a screenshot of his Hinge profile. And I immediately called him out, and he just said that he completely forgot to delete it. And I don't know what to believe.
Okay. So we're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone company, offer up a dozen long stem red roses. And I know this is hard, Brianna, but please make sure you don't interrupt. Allow this to happen, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy, are you ready? Shelley, sorry. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sorry. Shelley.
Throwing me off, bro.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Johnny?
This is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. And I want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
I mean, roses? Yeah, I guess that sounds great.
Okay, cool. I just need to start with a card, so if you could give me a name for that.
Can you send them to Caroline?
Okay, and do you have a message for Caroline?
Yeah, can it say, I owe Hinge my life for leading to you?
Hinge the app? Like you met a real life love from an app?
Yeah, I had a couple of swing and misses, but she's it. She's the one.
Wow.
What the f*** is going on? Delete the app, you said. You're telling the truth. You are a f***ing what is going on?
Brianna, hang on a second.
What the hell is going on?
Johnny.
Yeah?
If you thought you were confused before. So this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You're on the radio right now, something we call War of the Roses. And we have Brianna on the phone with us.
All right.
I mean, you're a controlling, narcissistic, cheating scumbag. You totally guilt tripped me into deleting my Hinge profile, saying that you wanted to be exclusive, when this whole time you just wanted me to delete it so I couldn't find you. I mean, women always find out. This new girl has no clue.
I mean, I told you, I just forgot to delete my profile. I deleted it right after you said to.
Wait. Let's back up, Johnny. Kennedy, what was that woman's name again that he sent the flowers to?
Caroline.
I'm sorry, Shelley?
Caroline.
So you said Caroline, not Brianna.
Hello? What the f*** is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
You have anything to say for yourself?
I deleted my profile. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Caroline's just somebody that I told you about. I met her on the app. She knows I met you. She knows I'm into you.
Oh, spare me. You think I'm really going to believe that? You said that she is it. You manipulated me into a fake relationship when you're still swiping your sausage fingers away. Well, you got your wish. I am out. See you never.
Understanding.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, Johnny.
So I didn't get any roses?
No. You get nothing.
Good day, sir.
She called him sausage fingers. I've never heard that one before. It's like
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right. I don't know if you've heard, Billie Eilish is going to be hosting a live stream pay-per-view coming up in the next couple of weeks. I think October 24th is when it happens. It's called Where Do We Go, Kennedy? The live stream pay-per-view event. And we have tickets to give away to this thing.
Yep.
Which is super cool. We're going to do that this morning in about 45 minutes. We're on a roll with the name of our games lately. I'm not going to lie. Because we had Nickel Backwards.
That's just going to be all-time great.
It's strong.
Yeah. That's iconic.
That like goes right into the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Right.
And this one is called You're Full of Ish.
For the
comma,
Eilish.
Carson. Yes. That's what makes it good.
Carson in parentheses.
If you just say the it, that's not even
well, I was saving that for when we got closer to the game. But yes, the game is actually called Carson, You're Full of Ish. Get it?
Mm.
Billie Eilish. And the old people, we instead of saying the S word, we say ish.
Yeah.
Not as good as Nickel Backwards?
No.
I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty
good.
So we'll do that coming up at about 7:15. Kennedy, are you ready for the dirty?
I am.
Okay.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the Billboard Music Awards. After being postponed due to the coronavirus, they finally happened last night at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. It was quite a night, even without an audience. It all began with Kelly Clarkson, as we had talked about yesterday, performing with Pentatonix, and the amazing Sheila E. Doing the Whitney Houston Kygo Higher Stevie Love.
Oh.
Yeah, go watch that whole thing today. It'll give you life.
I want her to sing to me every single day of my life. I would pay any amount
of
money.
She does, actually. She has a TV show. She opens up
every show. I want Sheila E. to just stand behind me doing drum stuff all the time.
That's not to me.
Just for her, you see. That's different. And then to end the show, it was on Vogue celebrating their 30th anniversary, which was amazing with Free Your Mind.
Sounded great.
Incredible. They sounded
perfect.
Yep.
Just sounded perfect. Good. Post Malone went into the show as the artist to beat with 16 nominations, and he wound up winning 9. Billie Eilish was a big winner, taking home 3 awards. Lil Nas X and Billy Cyrus won 4 trophies. Also, Lizzo won, and when she came up to accept her award, she wore a vote dress and talked about voting.
Listen, you were thinking about changing yourself to feel... I just want to say right now, if you're at home watching this and you are thinking about changing yourself to feel worthy, this is your sign to remain true to who you are. Let me tell y'all something. When people try to suppress something, it's normally because that thing holds power. They're afraid of your power. There's power in who you are. There's power in your voice. So whether it's through music, protest, or your right to vote, use your power, use your voice, and refuse to be suppressed. Thank you so much to Billboard. I love y'all. God bless y'all.
I thought she had the best speech of the night.
Chills.
Yeah, she was fantastic. Like you said, that dress, she came out just all over. There was also a really funny moment with Kelly Clarkson. So, because there's no crowd there, Kennedy.
I thought it was a real mistake that they didn't pipe in the applause.
Well, so what they did.
No, I mean, yeah, I know.
Yeah. But. So they gave her this this little controller, and she's like, okay, so if I tell a funny joke, all I have to do is hit this button, and then there would be a crowd laughing. And then she's like, and if I mention COVID-19, do you hit this button? And then people would start booing. And then she, you know, if there's a really good performance, I'm going to hit this button. And so they did it there, which I thought was cool. But then, yeah, they never did it again.
That was just a joke.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. They made a conscious decision not to do it.
But when she announced the performer that came out, they used the applause. I was like, oh, this sounds great. So I thought they were going to do it for the rest of the show. And then they ended up not doing it.
Yeah, I thought it was a big mistake.
It didn't sound as good.
I just think...
The VMAs did.
You know, they all sing these amazing performances and
then crickets, right?
Yeah. You know, and I know people were complaining after at other shows saying it sounds stupid, but I don't think it does. And I think as a performer, you kind of need that.
Yeah.
We're all Tinkerbell. We need applause to live. Do you know what I mean?
We need attention or we die.
Well, you don't really have to show the crowd. So if you just have the noise, your mind's going to think there's a crowd there.
Same with any sports game. With
to have somebody give an acceptance speech and not to have anybody
Or to
applaud.
Have a digital crowd or something that they could have done like you said the NBA did.
I gotta tell you though,
it was a great show. I mean, I missed the first performance and I missed the last couple of performances because it ran kind of late, but I thought overall there was a lot of fun performances.
It was just nice to see people performing live. It was great.
Which performances should I go on YouTube and watch this morning?
Luke Combs to me was the best sounding. So it was kind of weird. The Post Malone and Travis Scott was really good. They did it. It looked like it was Boston Sand and Gravel is what it looked like.
It wasn't Travis Scott.
Or not Travis Scott, sorry.
Tyler Yeoway?
Is that what it's saying? Oh, I thought that was Travis Scott.
Mm-mm.
Oh. It looked really cool, but it was obvious they were lip syncing the whole thing.
No, that's whack.
Yeah, there was a lot of lip syncing, Dan. A lot of lip syncing last night.
You think?
He wasn't lip syncing. That's the way his mic sounds. It's auto-tuned.
I don't
know. Posty's mic is auto-tuned. He wasn't lip syncing.
Can Post Malone sing not auto-tuned?
Yes,
like, what's his voice sound like?
Go listen to him do the Bob Dylan cover of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. He has the most beautiful voice.
No,
why does he do that?
Because he likes the sound of auto-tune. I don't know. Why does T-Pain do it?
I don't like that either because T-Pain can really sing.
It's just the way, I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, there was a lot of, at least it looked like to my wife and I when we were watching. We're like, why is that person voice, or, you know, lip syncing? There's a lot of it.
Back in July, the Chainsmokers headlined a concert in Southampton, New York, which drew criticism for photos and videos that showed complete lack of social distancing. And now the organizers of the event are paying the price for it. Following a New York Department of Health investigation, Andrew Cuomo has fined promoters of the charity drive-in concert $20,000.
Oh, wow.
In addition, the town of Southampton will have to get approval from the state for any future group gathering permits.
Wow. Don't mess with Andrew Cuomo.
And it looks like half of Hollywood is about to set up shop right here in Boston. New Netflix project is about to start filming here. And listen to this list. It's called Don't Look Up, It's from Oscar winner Adam McKay. He did The Big Short, Vice, Anchorman.
Sure.
The other guy's Talladega Nights. That wow. guy.
Mm. Okay.
It was initially set to start shooting in the spring, but obviously delayed. So it's supposed to star Jennifer Lawrence, Cate Blanchett, and Rob Morgan on major roles. Now there's word that Meryl Streep is on board. Leonardo DiCaprio might have joined the cast, and then Netflix spilled the beans basically saying all of those people and Timothée Chalamet, Ariana Grande, Jonah Hill, Matthew Perry, Kid Cudi.
Holy smokes.
So I don't know where they'll be filming or whatever, but keep your eyeballs out. And if you guys see famous folks, please let me know because that sounds like fun.
I need to get on that set.
I need to be next.
And that's a Netflix movie. Wow. I mean, they are just spending the money, right?
But they're getting the money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
The landscape has changed. Yeah. Netflix is king now.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
So Billie Eilish is hosting a live stream. This is going to be really cool. It's a ticketed event, and we have tickets to give away, Kennedy, right now.
It's the best concert tickets we can do for you right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's no live shows that are happening. But, you know, we saw with BTS, you know, they just put on a show and they had like a billion people or something.
That's unbelievable.
Go watch this live stream. So that's kind of where we are in life right now with the pandemic. But we want to give you a chance to see a live show. So this is what the artists are doing.
Yep.
I want to bring in first Paula from Ipswich. Are you there, Paula? Good morning.
Just Paul.
Paul. Oh, sorry, Paul.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, Paul is there. Let's see. We also have Darla from Salem. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Let's see. We also have Kelsey from Dunstable. Is that right? Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. All right. And I think last but not least, Dominique from Modelhead. Are you there?
Yes. I'm here. What's up?
Hey. What's going on,
What's
buddy?
On, Dominique? All right. Ooh, the suspense, the drama. The game is called You're Full of Ish, Carson. I'm going to give you a little interesting nugget, tidbit, trivia thing. And if you think I'm full of ish, scream out your name. So your name is the way to ring in.
That's your buzzer, if you will.
That's your buzzer. That is correct. And then say, you're full of ish, Carson. Last person standing wins the tickets. Has everybody got it? Do we need to do a practice round, Kennedy?
If you think what he's saying is true, just stay quiet.
Yeah, exactly. That is right. I don't think we'll do a practice round. Let's just get to the game.
All right. I'm here for it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. The hashtag symbol is technically called an octothorpe.
Kelsey.
Kelsey, say it. You're full of ish, Carson.
You're full of ish, Carson.
Kelsey?
I'm eliminated that quick.
Oh, you are out. Say goodbye to Kelsey.
Bye, Kelsey.
Bye.
Took a gamble.
Wow. It's called an octothorpe. That is the truth.
Got to risk it to get the biscuit.
According to the Guinness Book, the longest wedding veil worn by a bride was 60 football fields. Come on. Nobody?
Chickens.
Well, you were smart to sit on the sidelines for that one. It is true.
Wow.
It is true. All right, next one. Per FDA guidelines, the oyster crackers you get with your soup must contain at least 10% of ground oyster meat. Everybody's afraid now. Kelsey got booted so quickly.
Don't be shy.
You got to buzz in to win, though.
All right, we'll move on to the next one. By the way,
how many times are you going to let him just go? All right.
It was false. You're full of ish, Carson. Are you ready?
You could have won the tickets right there.
Yep. There are exactly 66 stops on the Green Line.
Paul.
Say it, Paul.
You're full of ish, Carson.
Oh, goodbye, Paul.
Get him out of there. Know your Green Line history, Paul.
There are 66 stops on the Green Line. Oh, man. Wow. Darla, you still there?
Yep.
Dominique, you still there?
Yes, sir.
And then there were two.
Wow.
By the way, we are going to play this again tomorrow. We got a few more tickets to give away. You're full of ish, Carson, to see the online stream of the Billie Eilish concert. The Blue Line is 123 years old. You guys got lucky. It is true. It is September 1st, 1897.
That was smart. That was smart.
There are exactly 100 folds in the hat every chef wears.
Darla.
Say it, Darla.
You're full of ish. You're full of ish.
You got to say my name.
Carson.
Thank you. Darla, guess what? You lose!
Are you kidding me?
It is true. There are exactly 100 folds in every chef's hack of mine, Darla. Wow, you sat on the sidelines, Dominique, and you won.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm actually a chef, so I know that.
Wow. That was nerve-wracking. That was...
It was.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was just the music.
The amount of people saying you're full of ish, Carson, is really just top notch.
Have we ever had anybody win by not speaking before?
All right. Well, congratulations to you, Dominique. You got yourself a ticket to the Billie Eilish Where Do We Go live stream pay-per-view event. You can check out the live stream October 24th at 6 p.m. on livestream.billieeilish.com, courtesy of Interscope Records. You enjoy that, okay?
Wow.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you.
All right. Wow. How about that, Kennedy?
That's amazing.
That was fun.
That was...
Do you hate that you don't get to yell it?
No, gosh, no. It's the uncomfortable silences
that bother
are,
you?
That are difficult.
Oh, that's the best part.
As you know.
Yeah, that's the... Yes.
And I know that.
I just stand up through that whole break because I was nervous.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, the Billboard Music Awards happened last night after being postponed due to the coronavirus. They were live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles and a few other locations. And it was quite a night, even if it went on without an audience. Luke Combs got dressed up in a suit and no hat and treated us to this performance of Better Together.
Hang on one second. Sorry, Kennedy.
Three.
It's not.
Some things just go better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here.
That was my favorite. That and John Legend were like the two best,
well,
in my
of which,
opinion.
John Legend shared a special performance of Never Break, which he dedicated to his wife, Chrissy, who, in case you don't know, lost their third child earlier this month.
This is for Chrissy. So I'm not worried about us, and I've never been. We know how the story ends. We will never break. We will never break. Build on our foundation strong enough to stay. We will never break.
Oof. Demi Lovato also took to the stage sitting at the piano for the world premiere of her new song, Commander in Chief. We played you a little bit of that yesterday. However, interestingly enough, TMZ is saying that when Demi performed the song, the word vote was displayed across the video screen in very big letters. But when Billboard aired it, they did not show that part.
I didn't see that performance. I missed that one.
Sources say that the network didn't air it since the song is pretty much slamming Trump and they felt it was a call to vote him out and they didn't want to do that. I don't understand why, but whatever. So Post Malone went to the show as the artist to beat with 16 nominations, and he wound up winning a whopping 9 of them, including Top Artist, Top Male Artist, Top 100 Artist, Top Billboard 200 Artist, and Top Streaming Artist.
Yes.
Here is one of his acceptance speeches.
And I'm not a man of many words. As you know, last time I think I accepted an award, I said I love grapes, and I would like to accentuate that statement, because I still do, and I very much do. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Stay strong, and... just spread love everywhere you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah, he actually said before that, though, a very like emotional moment of just like, hey, I see you. I get it. We're in a weird spot. It's okay. you know, keep in touch with each other, spread love. Like I, it
when
was
he
awesome.
Did that Nirvana tribute a couple months ago, he it was a lot of that. Like he is a very positive person, but he is so extremely shy. He lives in like the middle of nowhere in Utah and just like wants to keep to himself. But he's
relatable
an angel.
Content.
He's an angel.
There was
a lot of
grapes.
Yeah, there was a lot of speculation too of whether he was lip syncing that performance. When I was watching,
lip syncing.
It looked like he was lip syncing, but I don't know if he was. A lot of people were saying that he may have been. I mean, it was a cool performance regardless, and I don't know how you would do that without lip syncing because of where it was.
The way the microphone sounds is the way, like the way that Circle sounds isn't. It's the his voice is affected. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it wasn't matching up with his lips. I'm not talking about the sound. I'm just talking about the visual and what his mouth was doing wasn't matching up.
I watched the video. I don't think he was lip syncing, but that's just me.
Can't get Annie all riled up this morning. So
no, it was a great performance, and if they had to lip sync it to make it happen, that's okay. With me, but I just kind of something was glitchy in there, it looked like anyway.
So, we're getting near the Christmases, talking about all the Christmas musics.
Yeah,
and Dolly Parton was able to get her goddaughter Miley Cyrus to collaborate with her on her holiday album, A Holly Dolly Christmas. However, she had a really old school way of making it happen. So, Miley was on the Graham Norton show, and Graham asked Miley whether Dolly just called her and asked, and Miley had to say this:
"She faxed me."
She faxes you.
Yes, she faxes me.
But you don't have a fax machine.
No, so she gets upset when you don't respond, and it's like, I'm sorry, I don't even know. Half the people watching your show might not even know what a fax machine is.
That's incredible.
It's just, it's so amazing.
They recorded a song on Miley's album, Younger Now, and in the beginning of the song, it's Dolly being like, hey, I'm going to record this on a little cassette tape and send it back to you. I will just run it back if it doesn't work. And Miley's like, just send me your vocals.
She said, only for Dolly Parton do you sing a Christmas carol in July. She says she makes physical records, so she had to get it turned in and show singing Christmas in L.A. Right. in the middle of summer just for Dolly.
Incredible.
And Forbes has released their highly anticipated list of America's richest self-made women. With picks worth a total of $90 billion.
Yes.
So Rihanna sitting at number 33 with a net worth of $600 million.
Go, Ri.
Mostly due to her Fenty Beauty line, of course. Madonna has is worth $550 million. Celine Dion, $455 million. Beyonce, $420 million. Ellen DeGeneres, $370 million. Taylor Swift, $365 million. J-Lo, $150 million. Kim Kardashian West is 24th. Kylie, 29th. Kris Jenner isn't at number 92.
I was like, Kris Jenner is 2?
Well, she gets a 10% of whatever everybody makes.
Yes, she does.
And the richest self-made woman.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it the woman who was married to Jeff Bezos? I can't remember her name.
Oh, that was my guess, too.
Yeah. No.
I thought when she became the richest woman in the world.
Self-made. These are women who've made it on their own.
Oh, okay. Oh, self-made.
Oh, Kylie Jenner.
No. Self-made richest woman. Oh, my gosh.
You'll never get this. Not in a million billion years.
Who is it?
Annie Dow.
Yes. Her name is Diane Hendricks. She's a roofing entrepreneur. She's the co-founder of ABC Supply, and her wholesale roofing, siding, and windows distribution business has set her net worth to $8 billion.
Good
for her.
Right? That's roofing. Big queen energy.
So we love it. Everybody needs a roof.
I've been meaning to ask. Can I borrow $20 for gas to get home today?
Same.
I got you. Always.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.